Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The whistleblowing website WikiLeaks is battling to stay online today. The latest threat is from the French government, which is moving to ban WikiLeaks from French computer servers. WikiLeaks had to move to a new address in Switzerland, WikiLeaks.ch, when Amazon, the American company that hosted WikiLeaks.org, pulled the plug yesterday, citing cyber attacks that threatened the rest of its networks. Amazon also said WikiLeaks had breached its contract by posting content it did not own. Meanwhile, the website's founder, Julian Assange, is defending his whistleblowing. He was online today answering questions on the website of The Guardian newspaper in London. Of course, he released thousands of documents, diplomatic cables that have been embarrassing for officials from the U.S. and other countries. The BBC's diplomatic correspondent, Jonathan Marcus, is following this whole WikiLeaks story. He joins us from London. And Jonathan, I'm just wondering if the French or anyone else really think they can shut down WikiLeaks completely?
Well, I think it's very difficult for WikiLeaks to be shut down completely. What certainly can happen is that they can be forced to move servers, as they already have been. In a sense, there are two broad sets of attacks upon them. There's the legislative official attack, if you like, with the government saying they don't want the firms in their own country to host this thing. This is what we're seeing in France. Equally, of course, there are the cyber attacks that are being directed against the site. Now, we don't know who those are coming from. Some people tell us some of the attacks are coming from China, but in the cyber world, attacks can be made to look as though they're coming from all points of the compass, and we don't really know. But I do think it's going to be very difficult to close them down entirely.
Well, and people who, you know, watch the internet closely are saying this is a real test of whether or not the internet can sort of outrun authorities. But what about questions of free speech? Now, Amazon said this isn't a question of that. This is a question of violating a contract and also, as you said, of the cyber attacks. What about free speech?
Well, free speech is a difficult question, isn't it? These are, in effect, stolen documents. The difficulty, of course, is that I think one's attitude towards this depends on, in a sense, one's politics. Mr. Assange himself clearly has a rather sort of anarchic frame of mind. He believes that he is doing good by exposing and revealing all of these documents. Clearly, governments take a very different view. I think, in a sense, what is surprising here is that there is very little so far that I have seen, whilst a lot of it is interesting. Much of it doesn't tell us anything particularly new that we didn't know, although details are interesting. And fundamentally, I haven't yet seen anything where there is really a great wrong being perpetrated that has been unmasked. You know, this is the regular daily traffic back from embassies abroad to the State Department in Washington. It's very interesting for people who follow foreign affairs. It's a fascinating insight into what goes on. But as I say, I haven't yet seen any great terrible wrongs being unmasked. And I think that will affect people's view of it as well.
Well, the latest cables show U.S. and Afghan officials criticizing the British military effort in Afghanistan. So, first of all, how's that resonating in Britain, where the war in Afghanistan isn't popular? And President Obama is on a surprise visit to Afghanistan today. Will he be doing some damage control?
Well, first off, bear in mind the main news here today is that Britain didn't get the World Cup. and that has really pushed everything, I think, to one side. I think it will resonate, obviously. It's an unfortunate thing to be for people to be reading. I think people who have followed Afghanistan closely know full well that the Americans have been rather unhappy with the British military performance in Afghanistan. I think, in all fairness to the British troops, it's because no lack of bravery on their part. The problem in many ways is that the British were far too gung-ho and aggressive in their operations, given the fact of how few they were in number. And it's how few they were in number that really limited what they were able to achieve. And in some ways, you know, is the story that the Americans were fed up with us, and the Afghans too, for that matter, or is it that the British government was willing to have, deploy far too few forces and ask them to take on perhaps rather too much?
Yeah. That's Jonathan Marcus. He's the BBC's diplomatic correspondent speaking to us from London about the WikiLeaks, the story that just refuses to go away. Jonathan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll take a quick break, and then how do you count? How do you count all the stars in the sky when there are three times as many? Does that mean we get three times as many wishes? In 30 seconds, here and now.